There is a pain. It's a great pain, a suffering, an illness, a wound, a disease. Sin causes so much hurt, so much separation, so much destruction, that when we are wounded by it, we gotta get rid of it. We want to take the ache and the pain away. But rather than allow the Lord to transform it, to heal it, to reconcile it, to take the pain away, what we try to do is to numb the effect of our sins and those of others by continuing to try to somehow transmit, to transfer the ache onto someone else. And we do that by sinning. In the first sin that we saw, we experienced this transference. The devil, the enemy, sinned. And that ache and that pain that he suffered, he transferred onto the children of God. It's called transference. He couldn't take the ache and the pain away. So what he did was he transferred it. He shared it as if misery loves company. And so he transferred his ache and pain. And we know that ache and that pain was transferred to all of humanity. It's called original sin. And in our own personal sin, what we're trying to do is to take away the effects of that ache. We need to numb it as if it was a painkiller. But all we do is numb it. It never goes away. And what we try to do is continue to sin and sin and sin so that we can forget about that pain rather than bringing it to the Lord and allowing the Lord to heal it, to transform it, to transfigure it, to take it all away. And we see that today in the Pharisee. The Pharisee's own pridefulness, his sinfulness. Although on the outside, he likes to give the impression that I'm okay. As a matter of fact, I'm better than you. But inside there's a grief. There's a suffering. He's separated from God. He can't even pray. He prays to himself. His own self-righteousness, he's suffocating in it. That he's unable to realize that there's only one among you that can take the pain away. And that is why Jesus came, to heal the brokenhearted, to liberate us from that oppression to sin. He comes to set us free, to reconcile us to the Father and to one another, and even to ourselves. There's the joy, there's the healing, and there's the peace. But rather than going to God with a sincere heart, like the tax collector, if you see what Jesus says, he goes to God. He realizes how much he sinned. He defrauded so many people, his greed. And now it's aching inside of him. But rather than trying to transfer it onto anybody else, rather than to accuse anybody else, rather than to be angry and yelling and cursing at somebody else, he does what Jesus commends him for doing. He brings the ache, the pain, the suffering of his own sinfulness, he brings it to God. And God transforms it, transfigures it, he heals it, and he will go as someone who's been set free. Perhaps his name is Matthew, the tax collector. But the other one who believes that they are the child of God, believes that they are above God, transcendent, his ache remains. His pain remains. And the only way he can numb it is transference, is to transfer it on to somebody else. Oh, God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity. Thank God I'm not like that tax collector. And the Lord says, excuse me? That tax collector has been set free. He has been healed. He has been forgiven. Because rather than transfer his hurt and pain, he allowed the Lord to transfigure it, to heal it. So his pain is not there anymore. But the Pharisee remains. My brothers and sisters, transference is what we do, but it never takes your ache away. Husband and wives, children, yelling and screaming at each other, trying to transfer their own sinfulness onto somebody else, doesn't work. It only causes more pain and more suffering. If we want God to alleviate the suffering of our own sinfulness and broken and weakened humanity, then we all need to take a lesson from that tax collector. Rather than to transfer it onto someone else, to allow the effect just to be numb for a momentary moment in time, we have to hear what Jesus says. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to liberate you. I've come to set you free. I come to transfigure you, to transform you, to give you my peace. Jesus comes to heal, to transfigure. There's no need to transfer your pain onto someone else. Jesus has taken it all from us.